In most of the clothes you wear, the screens you stare into, and pretty much everything else around you day to day, the various colors you see are created with dye-based pigments.
But the heavy dyes used to make colorful cloth and other items tend to fade over time. Plus, the dyes can leach into the water system and cause pollution.
So scientists at the University of Akron in Ohio are experimenting with an alternative way to produce colors using something called structural color.
Right. Structural color is found in nature and is produced when light hits microscopic nanostructures on things such as peacock tail feathers.
If you've ever seen a peacock up close, you know that those colors are bright and vibrant, but they're also iridescent, meaning that they change color when seen from different angles.
Which would not be great for TV screens or computer monitors, or clothing for that matter. But in some cases, nature has found a way of reducing iridescence. For example, the blue hairs that cover some tarantulas are covered with flower-shaped nanostructures that limit iridescence.
So the scientists have recreated that tarantula hair structure to produce a non-iridescent color. The method can theoretically be used to create any color.
Colors created using this method are not only non-iridescent, they also don't fade, keeping their vibrancy over time.
So pretty soon, you may be staring into TV, computer, and phone screens brought to colorful life by science inspired by tarantula hairs.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.